dribbles out, picked up by the Vikings. Joseph, can he win this long foot race? Linval Joseph, no flags, touchdown Minnesota.
Hello, hello, let's go. It's your man, Flip Mozzie. Thank you for spending 15 minutes with me today. It's week 6, y'all. Our Minnesota Vikings host the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Try to keep this victory thing going. Both teams coming off big, much-needed road wins. The Cardinals stay on the plane while our purple look to remain focused at home. We're here to see what Arizona is all about, how the Vikings match up, and make some bold predictions for what we'll see on Sunday. But first, let's take a look back at the week that was. We got them! By Sunday night, our Vikings had thrown the Eagles and their fans the peace sign. Wheels up, headed home with a win. Crisis averted for now. Minnesota proved that champions or not, you better come with your best shot. If you don't, they're gonna hang that L around your neck. Kirk Cousins continues to call the right shots. He's not just showing arm strength, accuracy, and guts, he's showing consistency too. Another game with 300 yards passing, no interceptions, 8.1 yards per attempt. Another touchdown, of course, and outside of that, he's got the passion. He's simply the lifeblood of the Minnesota Vikings offense, the look and feel of that franchise quarterback. It helps a bunch when he's putting up those balls to Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. Somehow, the offensive line battled against a tough pass rush, gave time to Kirk, got our studs the ball. Diggs with 10 catches on 11 targets, 64% success rate, 91 yards, that easy tip-tap catch. That play was so good, fooled those silly Eagles fans into thinking he was out of bounds, fooled that coach into wasting a challenge. And Thielen, with 7 catches, 70% efficiency, 116 yards, he dusted that Mills punk for 68 of them, hauled in a nice little rainbow touchdown, no problem. Did you see that play in slow motion? Watch it again, Ronald Darby deflects the pass just a little at the last second, Thielen doesn't care, man takes what he wants. Then, the defense. Let's start from the back and work our way forward. Not a perfect game for the back seven, but they had that better be great look. What I mean from that is the Eagles had to be great to do anything. Any mistake, an inaccurate throw here, drop there, a penalty, that drive is over. Zimmer's D made life tough for the Eagles for most of the game. Then there's the front four, Danielle Hunter attacking the edge with both inside and outside moves. We got Linval eating. He said, give me that ball. Then he burned the Eagles offense and some calories. Make room for that big birthday cake. Touchdown off the forced fumble by an emerging Stephen Weatherly. Anchor down, baby. Now the Eagles made some plays, the Vikings made a lot of mistakes, definitely left some meat on the bone, but that win is huge, and the areas where our purple need to get better are clear. So see you later, Philly. We're done with those past narratives and we gonna take care of ourselves now. Oh yeah, skull, baby. When you win by 2, it's not all rosy. Most obvious flaw from that game, the kicker. My goodness, why are we still talking about the kicker? Dan Bailey came up clutch in the end. If he had made all his kicks today, we would have as much confidence as Vikings fans could ever have in a kicker. To me, watching that 28-yard miss again, it actually looked like the pressure off the edge made him push that ball left. And if that's the case, that's another strike against Mike Prefer. They moved down 65 yards on the first drive with ease. Special teams took it away from them. Really like the offensive game plan? Not that fumble on the swing to Rock Thomas. It's a 6-point game, 2nd and 9, and you go backwards with the ball. Terrible play call. JDF got lucky, the D bailed them out. Harrison Smith went full hitman, jarring the ball out of Alshon Jeffrey's hands for a huge 3rd down stop. And we got some gripes with the defensive play calling too. Zimmer has been burnt by the big play all season long. I get the desire to make sure they didn't give one up, but going prevent, come on, man. We knew they loved those tight ends, but still let up everything underneath. They go 75 yards in 100 seconds, 5 catches, and a touchdown to Zach Ertz. Mike Hughes and Eric Kendricks had up and down days, otherwise the defense won the day for us. Offense was good too, don't let the missed field goals make us forget it. So we're gonna take all that good momentum we just got. Strong defensive performance, we can smell their swagger returning. Elite quarterback, receivers, and the rest of the league is starting to take notice. We're hoping to get Dalvin Cook and Trey Waynes back from injury, Tashaun Bauer and Marcus Sherrills can make a difference too. We're not taking everything though. Let's leave that prevent D behind. They gotta stay aggressive, start to dictate these games even more. They can't get too cute when they get the lead on offense either. They gotta put an end to a month of special teams miscues. Get on the right page, we're begging them. Finally, listen here. We're gonna grab a lockbox and we're gonna take 38-7 and put it in there with Philadelphia road games and Philly fans getting under our skin, even 23-21. We're gonna close this box and throw it into the ocean because we gotta realize that for the rest of 2018, none of that matters at all. What matters is week 6, the Arizona Cardinals, our Purple's next opponent at noon central on Sunday. Our Vikings last played Arizona in week 11 of the 2016 season. Adam Thielen clicked with a different number 8, Sam Bradford. Cordero Patterson put in one of his best days as a pro. Xavier Rhodes picked off Carson Palmer twice, one for a long touchdown. The Vikings won 30-27 to end a 4-game losing streak. Number 3 in red and number 8 in purple have different names on their backs. Bradford rides the bench after another failed starting stint, so the Vikings will face their second rookie quarterback, Josh Rosen. Rosen has his first NFL win, but he hasn't been that great. Under 50% completion, 6.5 yards per attempt in just over 2 games. The Cardinals score only 13 points per game and their run game is even worse than Minnesota's. They run with just 39% success. David Johnson hoped to be the focal point of their offense, but he's been bad behind a bad offensive line. Johnson is usually great catching out of the backfield. A 32% efficiency shows he's been unreliable there too. All that puts pressure back on Rosen. Larry Fitzgerald is the only receiver he's counting on. Fitz has got a 52% success rate, but overall Arizona throws for 35% efficiency, 31st in the league. The Cardinals have struggled to build a receiver core around Fitzgerald, and they know it. They throw to running backs and tight ends above average, not so much to their flankers. Doesn't really matter since none of it has worked outside of flashes. For Arizona to succeed, Josh Rosen must rise to the occasion, make his paltry offensive unit look better. Have the Cardinals built a defensive juggernaut to cover up their offensive weaknesses? No. Patrick Peterson, Buda Baker, Chandler Zone, they haven't been enough to create a stalwart group of stoppers. They're good, 11th in points allowed, 22 per game, but when you look at success rate, 25th against the pass, 23rd against the run, just not good enough. But they do still have those stars. Jones has been great at pressuring the quarterback, forcing opposing passers to get the ball out quick. That's a familiar song for us Vikings fans. Peterson looks like a shutdown corner yet again. The combination of elite pass rusher and corner makes for a defense capable of taking receivers out of the pass game. The Cardinals are much better at defending wide receivers as opposed to running backs and tight ends. When teams get the ball out quick, they don't have the linebackers to stop it. 28th in success rate against tight ends, 31st against running backs. We're talking about a 62% success rate, 8.7 yards per attempt attacking with those skill positions. And again, when you test their linebackers in the run game, they break down there too. Arizona doesn't field a complete team, but we've already seen our Vikings underrate a struggling franchise, so that's why this game is important. Let's watch them start this game fast and focused. Take the fight to Arizona. Prove that they're still hungry. Revenge games on the road against key opponents, great to see them fired up there. What about at home against a beatable team? Are they gonna get too comfortable in their own beds? Do they like feel good wins or just wins? Let's find out. Let's see them take every team seriously, see every foe as a threat. See our purple win to advance their Super Bowl dreams. It's all there for the taking, if they really want it. Winning the game means winning key matchups. Let's go over them. Chandler Dwight Stone Jones is coming off a monster game. NFC Defensive Player of the Week, PFF Team of Week 5 honors. 6 run stops, 2 QB hits, a sack, a batted pass, and a forced fumble. Meanwhile, our edge blocker Riley Reiff is hobbling. He hasn't played terribly, PFF's 23rd ranked tackle, but this is a big spot for him. This can't be another game like Buffalo. We're looking for Reiff to hold his own against Jones. Next, Patrick Peterson stars in Arizona's defensive backfield, his 8th year now, and his 8th Pro Bowl is in sight. He's a demon, an elite cornerback, PFF's 3rd best, and the reason why the Cardinals have fared decently against receivers this year. But we're talking Vikings football, so we'll trot out our star flankers against anybody. We hope to see Stephon Diggs go against Peterson a lot. It'll be just so fun to watch. Keep your eyes on Diggs versus Peterson. Also, with Dalvin Cook's status up in the air, the Vikings still hope to get something from Latavius Murray. Tay Train put a little coal in the engine against the Eagles, getting a 55% success rate on 11 carries. Arizona's run defense is beatable. You can get to the second level, but linebacker Josh Bynes has played well there. The 9-year veteran out of Auburn finally secured a starting role in the desert, but let's see if Murray can power through. On defense, if there's a speedy receiver, we're almost always going to put him here. Big plays are hurting Minnesota, so those deep threats deserve attention. This Sunday, it's Christian Kirk. The A&M rookie caught a 75-yard bomb last week. Would be cool to see rookie versus rookie, Hughes versus Kirk here, but Waynes has cleared concussion protocol. He's sure to see number 13 in red a few times, but Trey can play. Finally, the best way to hassle a young quarterback is with pressure. Daniil Big Game Hunter struck some great efforts together early this season. He's got a sack in every game so far. It'd be huge if he can get a couple more this week. Cardinals' line has been terrible, but DJ Humphreys is their bright spot. DJ has gotten better in every week this year, didn't allow a single pressure in San Francisco. He has a much tougher test against Hunter. So those are your Week 6 X-Factors. Reiff, Diggs, Murray, Waynes, and Hunter. Time to reach for that winning record. Okay, now let's wrap this up by having some fun, making some bold predictions. Arizona has one of the worst offensive lines in the league. They're passing to mediocre receivers and tight ends too. So it wouldn't surprise me if they see David Johnson as their only hope in this one. I expect Johnson to see a heavy workload, and the Vikings are still getting beat by running backs in the pass game. That's why I think Johnson will have over 75 receiving yards. Question is, how easy or hard do those yards come? If it's just a volume number, our purple will be okay. If it's off some big plays, that's not a good sign. And when the red offense isn't going through Johnson, we hope for a mighty amount of adversity. Pressuring Rosen into bad decisions, that's how Minnesota takes over this game. Arizona lives and dies by the big play, so force the ball out quick. Get the rookie thinking too much and throwing ill-advised passes. A good defensive game should have multiple turnovers. Let's boldly give them to Harrison Smith and Andrew Sendejo. Crazy thing is, I see almost a carbon copy when our Vikes have the ball. Cousins has been great, but under pressure, it's come to bite them with some costly fumbles. Arizona's pass rush is one of their only strengths, so I think we'll see a couple hurried throws. Wouldn't be surprised if Kirk passes into his first 2-interception game of 2018. Let's just hope they aren't returned for touchdowns. Again, similar storyline with running backs and tight ends beating the Cardinals so well in the pass game. We should look for Buda Baker to drive Kyle Rudolph when he's running routes. That leaves it up to the running backs. We would love to see Dalvin Cook's return this week. Cook's triumphant return would pay big dividends against Arizona's D. If our backfield chef can't go, well then next man up. Rock Thomas got his feet wet against the Eagles. It's time for him to be more of a factor. See what the man does both running and receiving. It's all before them. The early season had plenty of ups and downs. It's clear our team has grown over that first month. No more moral victories, no more ties, no more revenge games. If they need that type of motivation, season is already lost. Our Vikings now need to show that they're focused. Take each week seriously. Crave to get better. Yearn to win every game. Aspire to be champions. We're not worried about 2017 anymore because the climb towards 2018 continues. And the only way they'll get to that summit is if they're still hungry. Show that on Sunday. Skol Vikes.